bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast, with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more, here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
This is the Thursday Drive Show. My name is Tony Roma. I'm broadcasting down here at Bondi Beach, where the Bondi Wave Music Program has been an institution down here at the PAV, with an alumni cast of very famous and successful musicians. Over the many years, it's been inspiring the next generation of rock stars. Throughout the program, young people aged 12 to 18 learn to write, play, and perform original music. And over the last few weeks, we've welcomed young musicians from the Bondi Wave Musical Development Program, Run Next Door, into our drive shows. And today we welcome members of the band Broken Jaw, who are joined with me right now. There's five of them here, so we're going to make this work one way or another. So I thought we might just start off by just introducing yourselves and telling the audience what instruments you play, and we'll start in this direction.
I'm Max and I play guitar.
My name's Sam and I play bass.
I'm Peter and I play the drums.
So we've got Max, Sam and Peter. G'day.
My name is Kenny and I am the lead singer of the band.
What was it, Kenny?
Kenny, yes.
Kenny, hey Kenny, how are you going? That's awesome.
Good, thank you.
And I'm Liv and I play guitar.
All right, thank you so much for joining us here today. Broken Jaw is a unique name for a band. How did you guys decide on that one?
Can I tell the story?
Come on in.
All right, so there's two stories. One is Liv came up with the name just on the spot. The other one, which is shout out to you, Neville. So I had my first ever gig. My guitar teacher watched it. He was like over the moon, and I gave him a hug. Shoulder goes into his jaw, pops it out of place.
You're joking?
No.
It's the sort of injury you'd associate on a football field, not at a concert.
Yeah, now he calls me jawbreaker. So,
oh, that's great, Sam. Thanks for sharing that with us. Tell us a bit about what genres and artists have influenced you. I mean, both individually, as a band, and is it?
Max.
Max, come a little bit closer so we can hear you in the mic. Yeah, great.
I think for the whole band, mostly grunge, a lot of Nirvana, obviously. Punk is also a big thing, especially with the two guitarists. Yeah. Me personally, I'm really inspired by the Washington, D.C. hardcore scene, so Fugazi, Jawbreaker, Jawbox, all those guys. Sam, do you want to?
So I'm a bit different. A bit of the Beatles, love the Beatles. A bit of Green Day, Nirvana, Pearl Jam is a big one. Really excited to see them. Who else? Liv? Bon Jovi.
I try to incorporate some metal into our music, a big metalhead.
Yeah,
so maybe
cool.
Some Metallica, even Pantera, stuff like that.
You know, a lot of these bands that you guys are mentioning were kind of around in my youth of the 90s and stuff. How did you guys come across these bands? Because, I mean, I would have thought there'd be some newer bands out there playing some sounds you guys might be into, or...
So my parents got me into all that stuff.
Mum and dad at it again.
They influenced me from a very young age. They called it rock and roll education.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and they now say I was born in the wrong era.
Because you've got such a love of that old
yes.
sound. Yeah, yeah. What about the rest of you? What about the last two guys, the last two members? What about some of your influences as well?
Well, come
into the mic a little bit more. Yeah.
I think we've kind of like taken our influences like separately and created like something together.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like the guitarist takes aspects from like metal music.
Yep.
You know, bass guitar from Beatles, and it kind of like comes together. I wouldn't say unique because that's like cliche, you know.
But it does sound pretty. I mean, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the songs that we've got here today.
Yeah.
What about you, Kenny? What about some of your influences?
I have quite a different liking of genre to my bandmates, but I do like sort of the same music as they do. Mostly, to stick with the genre, I do like Hole a lot.
Courtney Love's band.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
I do love Nirvana. I do love a bit of Metallica. Bon Jovi, I listened to a tiny bit of.
Did you say Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
I have the...
Wisconsin,
yeah.
Well, you're making our audience all feel very very connected to the youth of today, because these are all bands that I'm sure our audience have heard and listened to over many, many years.
Yes. Also, another one is Babes in Toyland. They were quite similar to, well, I think the lead singer of Babes in Toyland was a friend, or used to be a friend, of Courtney Love. So
yeah, from kind like of, that whole connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like bands around that.
I saw them play live at the Big Day Out.
No
back
way.
Back in like 99 or something like that, I think. Yeah, Courtney Love ripped it up. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was full of punk and bravado and was just yelling at the audience to get into it and stuff. It was
crazy.
Really, it was really cool to see. You know, we hadn't seen too many like forthright, prominent leading female performers of that punk scene. So she really sort of broke the ground for everyone that was coming through. So you've all sort of come together here at Bondi Pavilion as part of the Bondi Wave program. Did you know each other beforehand?
These two did.
Yeah, I knew Max beforehand from a friend.
I feel bad for her, so.
Okay. But no, basically, they get a whole bunch of kids in and we just sign a form, we bring ourselves in, our instruments, our voices, and we barely know anybody, and we just make, we have like, what, 12 weeks, 16 weeks, whatever weeks it is.
Uh-huh.
And we create songs, as many songs as we can, and get to know each other, then get to perform them.
Yep. And so you're learning under mentors there at the same time?
Yes.
Did you mix it up with the mentors that you were involved with as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have one that you really resonated with a bit?
Well, there's a few. It really depends what your type of style of genre of music is or who you work with best, basically. There's a lot of different personalities here, and that's what you really love to see.
Yeah.
Because you have to work with everybody throughout the music industry.
It's very true. Very, very wise of you there, Kenny.
Thank you.
What about you guys over there? Did you enjoy coming together and playing with people that you'd never met before?
Yeah, because, like, it's great because, like, I've now, like, because these guys are now some of my best friends. Like, I've only known them for, like, X amount of months, but it's, like, I feel like I've known these guys forever.
Music does that to you, that you form friendships for life, and it's such a great thing when you can sort of form part of that music community and get to sort of feel like you're meeting like-minded
Absolutely.
Individuals. You know, it's hard to find at school, isn't it? You know, people that are into the same music as you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's hear a song now that you guys have written. We've got two songs that I've got lined up. One's called Hollywood Scenes and another one's called Live On. Which one are we going to start with first, do you reckon?
Oh, I thought we were doing Veins.
Did you bring it with you at all?
It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We can do Live On. We'll do
are
live
you sure?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well,
we'll start off with something a bit more mellow.
We got Michael outside listening who might... Yeah, let's warm the audience up there if we've got this Veins program. Okay, so you are here listening to the band called Broken Jaw, who are part of the Bondi Wave music program down here at Bondi Pavilion. And we're going to hear a song of theirs right now that is called Live On. We're away.
I don't care. Think that I've lost it. I don't care. Think I'll just take it. Gotta move on in this crowded room. Locked out, and I know we're through. I don't need this, and I don't need you. Don't you know problems ain't mine to solve? Don't you know this whole thing is being resolved?
That was fantastic. That was the band called Broken Jaw, who are here in the studios down at Bondi Pavilion for Eastside Radio as part of the Bondi Wave program that's put on by Waverley Council. And I'm joined here with Max, Sam, Peter, Kenny and Liv. And who's singing on that song?
That would be me.
That's you, Sam, isn't it? Now, Sam, you didn't particularly feel like you liked that song, did you?
No, I just, like, I didn't. It's not that I don't like it. It's just, it's a bit, how do I put it?
You didn't like the sound of your voice. Was that right?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons. I'm just a bit self-conscious about that. And also, it was my first ever song I wrote. It's fine. Like, originally Kenny was supposed to sing it, but she had she was quite sick that day, so I took over.
I actually think you've got a pretty exceptional voice, and I often look for things that sound a little bit different in terms of what a singer sounds like, because we can all sound the same, you know, with singers, and sometimes you just need to be that little bit different with the tone of your voice. And also, doubt's a big thing in the life of a musician, isn't it? Do you guys all feel like at times you're unsure of your music and what it means to be an artist and a songwriter?
Absolutely. But I say you can find that in everybody. It's a very common thing, especially throughout basically any industry. There's always doubt. But I guess for some people or anyone in general, it can get you to strive longer for what you actually really want to do.
Yeah.
So I'd say, and plus the people who stick around, they always find their way through things.
I'm a huge believer in the last man standing mantra, last woman standing mantra. Like, if you can stay in the game long enough, you'll end up being the player that wins.
Exactly. You need your time. It doesn't just come.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does, but
yeah. So you've all been writing songs. So what about you, Peter? Have you been writing some songs of your own too?
No.
Do you want to write some of your own songs, Peter?
I'm happy being a drummer.
Yeah. Do you know, some of the great musicians that I enjoy are actually songwriters too, and there's a great Australian drummer called Declan Kelly who writes a lot of his own music as well. So just because you're on the drums doesn't mean you shouldn't have a go at writing songs too.
Like Paul Hastell was a brilliant songwriter.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And what do you guys hope to do? Are you guys going to form a band now together outside of the Bondi Wave? What do you think about that?
Actually, we've already been starting, actually. Uh-huh. We've been trying to work on new songs and basically, what's the word? I've completely forgotten the word. But we do the best we can with the room or space we've got. We normally go to each other's houses.
Yes.
Whether put our own instruments, bring ourselves. And we just spend as much time as we possibly can to make something new.
Yeah, fantastic. And do you all want to perhaps pursue careers in music afterwards? And does anyone have any idea of whether or not that's as a performer or producer or some, you know, and what are some dreams and aspirations? Max, what do you feel like with music?
Oh, well, me personally, I idolize a lot of, like, more alternate, like, guys who, like, didn't really, like, make it big, you know? And
of course.
So my ideal thing is to be, like, the guys who aren't, like, the mainstream ones, but the guys who, like, redefine the genre.
Independence.
And
huh?
Call me pretentious, but that's what I want to do with music, you know?
The independent and alternative music scene was created for a reason, because not everything sits neatly within to what mainstream music produces. And a lot of people have really successful careers as independent artists. That's awesome, Max. What about you, Sam?
In like fairyland, I'd like to be bigger than the Beatles, but realistically, I just want to do in music that pays the bills.
You got to pay the bills. I don't know if anyone was going to be as big as the Beatles. I think that was like a once in a lifetime kind of group. What about you, Peter? You're going to play the drums, you think? You want to do that for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. It's pretty difficult, like, finding a livelihood from it, because, like, a lot of people that I know that play the drums, like, professionally, like, struggle. So that's, like, one thing. Like, of course I'm going to, like, pursue it, but I got to be realistic at points and say, right, maybe, you know, got to go get that business degree.
Yeah. There's a really interesting way to think about the diversity within the music industry as well. And just not every role is involved like on front stage as the front person. So like there's lots of different ways to sort of approach a career in music. Like, you know, even me working in community radio is a career in music, which you wouldn't think about when you're young. But sort of, you know, there's all these different ways to kind of be involved in that. What about Kenny and Liv? What do you girls feel like with the future of music in your hands?
I definitely want to go somewhere along those lines. I'm going to be honest, I don't know where I want to go yet. It's still a very big choice, especially being quite a teenager with a big life decision of what you're going to do later in life. But I know, especially for creative arts people or performers or musicians or anything, they always somehow stay along those lines. So obviously it's going to be something along those, that career path.
Yeah, what about you, Liv?
Yeah, for me, I definitely would like to see myself doing something in the music scene, if it's doing radio work or producing work, something like that. But I mean, my dream is probably to be in a band and play some big shows and that stuff.
Yeah, I think there's what was I going to say? I think as an artist or as a creative person, whichever way you want to look at it, if you've got that sort of urge within you to do that, you know, to go to get that sort of artistic output, be it a song or a film or whatever it is that you're doing, or a painting or a play or an actor, you know, the urge will overtake you. You'll have to get it. You can't suppress it, and it'll just happen very naturally, and that you've got to get it out there. It's been so lovely to have Broken Jaw into the studios here at Eastside Radio today to talk about the Bondi Wave program. We've heard one song from them. What about this? Tell me a little bit about this last song. It's called Hollywood Scenes.
Okay.
Who wrote it?
I wrote this song.
Okay, Kenny, tell us a bit about it.
I wrote Hollywood Scene because I know I'm still young. But I know I would understand. Well, I don't really understand. Sorry. But throughout life, especially in the music career, a lot can happen. Whether that may be something you wouldn't expect to be something either bad or good. And Hollywood Scene, well, our band is trying to do something, make a story out of this song. It was just first act going to be a draft, but now we've made a story out of it. Hollywood Scene is about all the bad stuff that could happen in Hollywood, whether something horrendous could happen to you or someone else you know, if your whole thing falls down, or just basically everything behind when you think something is such a fantasy and something so unreal, but in reality there's always the dark side that comes with it, whether it could be your dream job or anything. Basically there's always something that could happen, and that's a harsh reality that I don't think many people realize on.
There's always more sharks in the water late at night.
Exactly.
So if you make sure that you get out of the water at a reasonable time, you should be safe on your Hollywood dreams. Okay, this is Broken Jaw. Thanks so much for coming into the studio today. And congratulations on
all the
work that you did with the Bondi Wave.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And this is Hollywood Scenes from Broken Jaw.
Listen to my voice. Oh my.